Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That is Thakindo, the title of the song, My Healer, and he is indeed our healer. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3, we say hello to Germany, Johan else on something else. And afterwards, from 4, Totsesir, you will be with Luko Mkwedi Puti on Spectrum. She will be with you up until 6. Oh, Germany is with you up until 4. Yes, up until 4, from 3 to 4. Then from 4 to 6, it's Luko Mkwedi Puti. Right now, you're with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, right here on Heart to Heart. I'm not alone. I am with my queen, Lunga Buatha, and we're talking about inner healing and directing the message to our queens out there. We go through quite a lot, and there are certain things that are hidden that we are not even aware. And sometimes, Ndlovukazi, we take these out on our children. Hey, unaware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just boo. And then the poor little being is like, what just happened?
Mom, what did I do?
Yeah. So let's take a journey with somebody who needs healing, inner healing.
Okay. The first thought of this journey of inner healing, it can be very overwhelming at first.
Yeah.
But it begins with a single courageous step, awareness. Let me just take you through a simple step. You first acknowledge the pain or the unrest.
Okay.
It starts with being honest, admitting that something inside hurts. You feel broken or needs attention. This could be in emotional pain, trauma, grief, resentment, identity wounds. Are you hearing me? I'm stressing those things that are always there. Okay. Or spiritual disconnection. So a person needs to, you can create a safe space physically or spiritually. Find or create space where the person can feel emotionally safe or spiritually grounded, somebody that you can talk to. It may be prayer. It may be journaling, speaking to God, or finding a calm person that you can reflect to.
Okay.
And then you invite God. Mm-hmm. Inner healing is deeply spiritual.
Okay.
Start by inviting God into the broken areas of your life. Even if you don't have the words, He sees and He knows.
Mm-hmm.
A simple prayer, like, God, I don't fully know what's wrong with me. Please help me.
Okay.
And then you also need to identify and name what needs healing.
Mm-hmm.
This you can know by reflecting on past wounds. What still stings when you think about it? What triggers a strong emotion or emotional numbness? And then, like I said earlier on, you need to forgive yourself and others. And this is the thing about forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean agreeing with the harm done. It means releasing its grip on your soul. It is the key to breaking the chains and making room for healing. You need to seek support from a counselor, spiritual mentor, pastor, or a support group. But get somebody who is trained and compassionate. That can help accelerate the healing, by the way. And then you commit to a process. And you know that healing isn't always instant. It's a journey. It's you're peeling layers. It's like, I liken it to an onion. You remove layer by layer until you get to the core. And then a person can use like resources like journaling, scriptures, or devotions focused on healing, Christian counseling, like books that you can get. There are books that are out there. Yeah, those are the things that a person can do to go through this journey of inner healing.
And allowing, what about allowing yourself to also, because it becomes hard, I believe, to accept this, that
yes.
I'm still there. I thought, I was listening to, but that was like really beautiful to hear. I was listening to one of the speakers. I attended a certain engagement at some point last month, and this person says, I love buying myself new sneakers, and I buy the expensive ones, the most expensive ones in the world. I travel the world and I buy these, and I buy, and he like the sneakers he has, he can open a store with them, only to find that there was a wound that he has been carrying for years. He was not aware of it. When he was young, he didn't have shoes and to go to school, and at some point he wore his brother's shoes, went to school with these, and the children, other children, laughed at him. And that disturbed the whole being. But he was not even aware that it was a wound. Until a coach like yourself said, hey, Munna, are you aware that you are wounded? So it becomes, sometimes it becomes hard to even accept. Or I've seen others, they go deeper now. They go back to the wound and get stuck there. So talk to me, who gets stuck in the wound. When I'm supposed to be healing from it, I'm back there and I'm stuck.
How do you know to get? You need to redo the process and commit to it. There are things that other people can do for you.
Oh,
and there are things
yeah.
that you must commit to them. Let's take an example of the guy with sneakers. If that guy did not receive the truth, he would have continued to buy sneakers. So if you get out of it, you need to go back. You need to have people accountable around you. That helps. That's why you need a support group. If you fall off the wagon, somebody will pick you up and draw you back in. There are things that you need to do them by yourself. However, having a support group helps the process.
So you having what, blind spot mirrors, kind of?
Yes, having blind spots. Some things are not easy. It's a process. Yeah. The process can be tedious to some people. You must want, you see, healing, when you want healing, a person must want to heal. People that I'm doing it for Spongile. No, do it for yourself first. Then Spongile will be a beneficiary of what I have done. So if you are, you can commit, but somehow you relapse, you come back and start afresh. And you have to own the people. People are going through their stuff. It's about you come back and recommit and start afresh.
And
to know that it's okay to make mistakes.
Sure, Ntovukazi, let's wrap it up. And I think there are so many, if not all of us, needs inner healing in one or area of our lives.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up, Ntovukazi.
Okay. You know, what I want to tell people is that there's a way of doing these things. We have, if I may, like there's something that I'm doing, anchored in truth, moving in power. There are sessions that a person can come to and listen into these things and come to have the session like anchored in truth, so that you know and understand the truth about inner healing. What is it all about? So the truth is, truth is that it starts when you stop covering the wounds and begin to confronting them with God's truth. That's the start to inner healing. And it's okay, seek help. Come to Coach Lou and ask Coach Lou to walk the journey with you. Don't dismiss it or spiritualize your wounds. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge what has happened. Be emotionally honest with yourself. Talk to God. Talk to somebody about it. Set boundaries, walk in peace, and no pretense. So these are the things I can tell a person to do. So you need to say, I am no longer hiding my wounds. I am bringing them to the one who heals me. I am anchored in truth. And because of that, I am healing, rising, and flourishing. I'm no longer strive for success. I am rooted in wholeness. We need to be whole. This journey of inner healing will lead to wholeness. So you just tell yourself, I am a healed woman. I am a flourishing woman. I am free in Jesus' name.
Wow. Yes. That is like really awesome. And so, Ndlovukazi, what are you doing? Is it on the 31st of May?
Yes, on the 31st of May, I have a session that is called Anchor the Truth, Rooted in, Anchored in Truth, Moving in Power. It's happening on the 31st of May. It's done by Lunga B Foundation, which is my foundation. And it's happening in Midrand. And the fee to it, is 300 rand. So if anyone wants to know more about it, they can contact me. I don't know if I'm allowed to share my numbers.
Yeah, you are.
Please contact me, Lunga Bota, Coach Lu, 061-586-4423. Come and join other ladies who are walking in power. Mm-hmm. Join us, family, for Anchored in Truth, Moving in Power with Coach Lu.
Wow. Coach Lu, here's I thought that we are wrapping up, but a quick one. I think we still have like 3 minutes.
Is it possible for one to heal when that person always sees the person who hates that particular person? For instance, let's say this person is within your cycle, and then like all the time, she or he hates you in another manner, like, and you know. So is it possible to heal in that environment where you normally see the perpetrator, you as a victim? Is it possible to heal? And let's say it's in a family structure.
Okay.
Like, how do you deal with that one?
Sure. Coach Lu?
Yeah, that's a tough one. My first thing would be move yourself away from that environment. If it's a family structure, you need God. Yes, you can heal. Forgive them and block them from your mind. There are things that we can do to say, you know what, that happened, they did that, I am not going to be a victim. Bear in mind that when you do not heal, you are a continuous victim. So you need to find from within you to heal. Yes, you can heal. There is nothing that God cannot do for us. There is absolutely nothing. You can heal. People have done very hurtful things to family members, but a person chooses. It's a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. So I'm not undermining what you may have gone through, and I'm sorry for that person who went through that. Having said that, yes, you can get healed. Yes, you can be healed. You can be healed even if you're staying with a person, you decide, you ask God, and then you pray for those people. Yes, you can be healed.
All right.
I think if you want, we can take this outside of the segment and then we continue with it.
Yeah. So if you'd like to talk to Coach Lu for more, you can just WhatsApp her or call her on 061-586-4423. Ndlovukazi, thank you so much for ministering unto the family and touching on these. Sometimes we don't even know who to talk to or where to begin, how to even get the healing that we so much need. And so it is awesome to see that God has another plan for us. And he really cares about us being healed. And it's really exciting to know and to see that God cares about us this much. Thank you so much. It's happening on the 31st, and everybody else would like to be part of it. There will be some healing sessions right there. I think I heard you correctly when you said that.
Yes, we've got counseling therapists. We've got different people. I've got four powerful speakers. We'll be touching on different parts of the soul, body, and wellness. It's a wellness event. Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me. Just one last word. Inner healing is a process where God heals the wounds of our soul. So allow him. And that's all from me, Coach Lu. Thank you for having me.
Wow, Coach Lou, thank you so much. May God awesomely keeping you, and may He bless you. I can't wait to be talking to you again. I think yo ma wena ukhona sizobe sifanele sizipraise ecala ukuthi hey yeah. but it's good because it's exactly what we need for our healing. So yeah.
Grateful words, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And next time I believe we will have enough time where we can even allow you to just lead us in prayer in this regard. But yeah, may our Lord Jesus Christ keep keeping you. Have a blessed one, Dlovugazi.
Thank you so very much. God bless you.
All righty then. And yes, my family, that is Coach Lou. And we are grateful that she has touched our lives and reminded us of the importance of healing, inner healing that we so much need. So many of us have bled in wrong places. We have hurt others, even unawares, because of the pain that we carry. Unawares, or we are aware of it, but we haven't like really dealt with it. And do remember that hurt people hurt others. And so there is a way out, there is healing, and there's a way of doing it. May you also find that place. If you'd like to be in contact with Coach Lou, 061-586-4423. 061-586-4423. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leaving you with the sounds of J423 above all. Next up, we say hello to Germany. Johan Els on something else. And on the controls, Nhlanhla will be taking the lead. Have a great one.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.